It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, David Pollack.
I'm David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out. Today I want to share with you nutrition and how it relates to beauty. I know it sounds funny, but as we talk about Beauty Inside Out, you're going to discover today how a healthy lifestyle is going to lead to a more beautiful lifestyle. And today to do this, I've enlisted a good friend of mine, Chef Louis DeAngelis. Now, Chef Louis D has worked with many restaurants, helping perfect their menus, helping develop all kinds of healthy choices. He has his own national radio show, so a lot of people, millions of people listen to him weekly, and he's had his own TV show. And when we first met, we just really clicked. We shared a lot of the similar interests about some of the same ingredients used in cosmetics and how they're used in foods. And so anyway, I want to sit there and tie it all together. So I'm going to ask Chef Louis, how you doing?
Hey, David, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. You know, I have to tell you, not only as a good friend, but I'm a listener. I'm a fan of yours. And I've learned
You're
so
kind.
Much. Oh, I have. I've learned just so much about food and nutrition that I should have known. I should have connected the dots, you know, years ago.
It's never too late. So even with your mug, we'll help you. We'll help you. But how do you tie it together? I mean, you hear me talk about all kinds of ingredients, things that are toxic, things that are good for you,
yeah.
things that we should be doing, drinking more water, less sodium, etc. How do you tie it together in foods? What could you tell our listeners that can help them have a healthier lifestyle, a more beautiful lifestyle?
Well, one of the first things I have to share with you, I'm that pest in the supermarket, okay, that wants to look at everybody's cart. And I look inside, and I'll even come up to you and say, why are you buying this? Why are you getting that? And the reason why is because I just don't understand why people buy some of the things they buy, mostly prepared foods. That really bothers me because they're loaded with
like frozen foods.
Yeah, frozen foods, prepared meals.
Cold cuts?
Cold cuts, all
okay.
loaded with preservatives.
Okay. Okay.
You know, one of them...
Yeah, but we all have busy lives. Doesn't that make it easier?
No. You know, when I talk about Scratch Kitchen, for example,
mm-hmm.
Don't get that thought of Laura Ingalls, all right, at 5:30 in the morning in front of a wood-fired stove in Little House on the Prairie getting dinner ready that early.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's just using common sense and using source foods, as I call them. Good example. I sat a couple weeks ago with a clipboard, and I watched how many people are in the produce department as opposed to in the frozen food department or the canned good aisle. Do you know that at any given time that I did this, I did it 2-3 different times, there's 6 people huddled around the canned goods for every 1 person that's in the produce department.
Okay, I'll admit I was on the candy aisle. That was me in your way.
Okay, well, that was next. Okay, then candy corn is not an essential food, David.
Uh-oh, it says corn in it. How come?
Yeah. You know, and it bothers me because let's take carrots, for example. You know, a bag of carrots is under $1 for a pound of carrots.
Okay.
What a fantastic source food for beta-carotene. Okay, and beta-carotene, you've showed me over and over how if you eat it a couple times a week, it helps your skin tone.
True. Okay. Beta-carotene, I mean, is great for the skin, going to provide all kinds of nutrients. And actually, you're even bringing up the point, it's cheaper than a bag of chips.
Oh, it is.
So I'm eating healthier, saving money, and I'm going to look better.
Well, if you buy a pound of carrots, that bag will make you more than 2 cans of the canned vegetable carrot. I mean, so you're saving money right off the bat. And I got a great way to prepare it. It's so simple.
You always do. Go for it.
Oh, just take your carrots, clean them, slice them up, give them a quick steam so that they start getting soft.
Mm-hmm.
Now you put them in a saute pan. You ready for this? 2 cups of ginger ale. Not diet, regular ginger ale.
The soda.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a half a cup of sugar. Medium heat. And you cook that down, saute it. It becomes like a light, simple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gingered carrots like you've never had before. I mean, we're talking a gourmet side dish. Now, if you do it once, you're going to do it over and over. It's that good. I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, you've hit my sweet tooth with it, and having
yeah.
that little bit of sugar in there doesn't sound like it's going to be unhealthy.
Because half a cup, I mean, you're dividing that amongst 4 people, 5 people at the table.
Okay, okay.
It's really not a lot. You're
okay.
making a light, simple syrup as opposed to 1 cup of liquid and 1 cup of sugar. And the flavor, though, I mean, you become, you know, a kitchen goddess when you serve beautiful carrots like this on a dish that are gingered. I mean, this is something you find in a gourmet restaurant, and it's a simple trick. It's 1, 2, 3. It doesn't take any more time than it takes you to open a can and dump them into a pot. I mean, it's just a wonderful way of doing it.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, is you've given me a great side dish.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But often we talk about essential fatty acids. We talk about other things
right.
we can do to help with our skin.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, your body doesn't produce all the different types of essential
right.
fatty acids. Okay. So we've got to intake it or eat it.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me about an entree where I can put with my carrots.
Oh, I love eating essential fats, mainly omega-3s. And I hear it over and over again. People always say, well, I don't like salmon. It's too fishy for me. Everybody wants white fish, flounder or cod, that has, in their mind, no flavor. Well, let me tell you about smelly fish. Open a can of tuna fish. The same people that say that salmon is dark meat, it's dark fish, it's oily, it smells, they're the same ones that go and buy a can of tuna fish. And tuna, to me, is the smelliest thing when you open that can. Now, if you take a nice little salmon steak, okay, you ready for this? This encompasses everything. Excuse me. And you need the omega-3s because your body cannot produce omega-3s. You have to ingest it. So you take a piece of parchment paper, twice the size of your piece of salmon.
Okay.
Little olive oil on a parchment paper.
Okay.
Put your salmon patty there or your salmon steak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on top of that, you ready? Cayenne pepper or jalapeno pepper. You know, a nice dry, the dry rub of pepper, a little spice.
Okay.
Now, is that too hot? Well, it is until you add something sweet to it. I like orange marmalade. You take a tablespoon of marmalade and smear it on top of that salmon or maple syrup. Now, the sugar will offset half of that hot. Now, you've got your salmon. It's prepared. Now, take your carrots, some celery, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Put them right on top of your salmon, all right?
Okay.
Maybe a quartered onion. And you fold that parchment paper over, seal it, just crinkle it all the way around till it looks like a little purse.
Okay.
You're going to put that on a baking sheet, 425 in the oven, 16, 18 minutes, and you've got en papier. You've got salmon cooked like in a 5-star restaurant. Everybody has their own little paper bag of food.
Mm-hmm,
it has
mm-hmm.
has your beta carotene, your carrots. It has onions, which balance and cleanse your blood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you
mm-hmm. got celery to give it an earthy flavor, and you've got that hot, sweet thing going on.
Well, okay? I got to tell you, for years I was such a picky eater, and I'm the typical one with the frozen foods, everything that tastes
uh-huh.
good or fried. Okay, but what you're describing are things you've helped introduce me to this past year. So I've actually started eating healthier, and I'm enjoying it
yeah.
so much more, not just from the health benefit, but the taste of it. It
yeah.
is amazing to me. I never really ate fish. I never really did. And so now I eat fish. You're talking some of the cooked vegetables. Some I like to undercook a little so they're crunchy.
Yeah.
But you've hit on some things. And the nutritional benefit is not only phenomenal for my health and energy, as we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
but also you're bringing a lot of nutrients and vitamins that are going to help us have better-looking skin,
sure.
younger-looking skin.
Yeah, and when you cook all these ingredients in that bag that you've made out of parchment paper, it's sealing in flavor and it's sealing in the nutrients that would normally dissipate into the air as the liquid leaks out of the onion and the carrots and the celery. Hey, throw mushrooms in there. Throw anything you want. It's a whole dinner in one little pouch.
But you've just made it simple. You've helped save money,
oh.
and you've created something that's better tasting than when I buy the frozen food, because
yeah.
usually they don't have any flavor. It's just simplicity.
And you feel good about yourself when you put out a meal like that. I don't care who you are. You put out a meal, you're proud of yourself. You're making something for yourself, your family, you're sharing it. This is fun. And there's nothing like having fun in the kitchen, especially when it's going to help your health and make you smile, which to me makes everybody more beautiful.
You've helped us a lot, and I appreciate you coming to share with the listeners different recipes to help us improve health and nutrition. I've taken away a lot from this, finding out I don't have to eat all the unhealthy foods. I'd love to have you back in the future.
Oh, I'd love to, David.
Okay.
Anytime.
For more recipes, you can go to DougStephan.com and click on Chef Louis to see hundreds of recipes from Chef Louis. I want to thank you, and we're going to have you back soon. A lot of good recipes.
Wait.